Mars Audiobook, Condensed Version. Warning! This short synopsis, while not the complete story, does contain a spoiler ending. Do not listen if you do not want to know the surprise ending. This is the story of Beware the Eyes of Mars, a musical about alienation. Book and music by David Mann. Are we alone? Or are we too arrogant in our recent dominance over a tiny spinning fragment in an immense and ancient universe? Is there intelligent life on Mars and beyond? The latest discoveries of life found in the frozen water of the Red Planet suggest that at one time, there was indeed some form of life on Mars. What happened to the Martians? Were they like us? How tall were they? Did they have one eye like Sammy Davis Jr.? Were they green? How did they mate? Were they Homo sapiens? Some claim to have been abducted by aliens from Mars, while others believe they still live among us. Although we still know very little about the UFO crash back in 1947 in Roswell, it has long been rumored that the UFO and its survivors are still hidden in a secret military base in Nevada known as Area 51. Why did they come to Earth? What was their purpose? Did they come in peace? Several former military officers have recently come forward stating that what they believe they saw at Roswell was not of this Earth and that it might have come from Mars. Move forward in time to the mid-21st century, and Delrisia has been at peace for centuries now. There are ships of all sorts coming and going from the Aereo Spaceway's intergalactic spaceport above Delrisia, which is a spaceport for otherworldly travelers. Recently, the Amazons formed a new Martian militia under a new queen and have secretly begun plotting to go back in time to enslave Earth and conquer Delrisia again in a last attempt to control the Milky Way galaxy. Act 1. Live action begins. Hello, welcome to Aereo Spaceway's intergalactic spaceport. And thank you for choosing Aereo Spaceways. Aereo Spaceways leads the way. Attention, final boarding call for flight number 63, traveling to the planet of Leisure. Flight 63 now boarding all rows, says a computer voice. Flight 63 is sort of like the love boat in outer space. It transports alien passengers to the vacation world of the planet of Leisure, which is sort of like Fantasy Island. Watch your head, says the Darcy Android 5000 series. Darcy is a flight comfort unit that looks mysteriously like Marilyn Monroe. Welcome to Flight 63, Captain Mars sings as he greets the passengers who are boarding. The passengers are all strange-looking aliens from many worlds, including Earth and Delrisia. Mr. Oog is an old man and a passenger who has the hots for Carmen Android 2000 series, a Latin Android flight comfort unit. But instead, Mr. Oog gets the first and oldest robot ever made, called the Brunhilde 1 series.
Please remain in your seats. We are sorry for the small inconvenience of turbulence,
says the Carmen android in a crisp Latin accent.
Why don't you come over here, sweet cheeks, and we'll create our own turbulence,
laughs Mr. Oog unashamedly. Mr. Oog tries to convince Carmen that he's still got it by doing the alien heat wave. The Delrisian triplets perform on the ship, and Darcy announces that tomorrow night will feature performances by the Fifth Dimension and by Cher, who has literally turned back time by being cryogenically preserved for centuries. Suddenly, the cruise is interrupted when pirate ships piloted by the Amazons from the Martian militia create a wormhole to go back in time to change the outcome of the war that they lost long ago between Delrisia and the Amazons. The Amazons try to take over the ship, singing, "We are the Amazon women from Mars." But the Carmen android stops them with karate chops and the strength of 10 men.
Aka! Aka! Aka!
The ship gets sucked into the wormhole and is sent back in time along with the Martian ship. Mr. Oog reveals himself to be an undercover Delrisian agent.
"I was on the Delrisian starship, the Phoenix, when your father, Admiral Harakti, was killed, and he told me to give you this amulet," said Mr. Oog in a gruff voice.
He gives Mars his father's chakra amulet, saying it is his destiny to use it to bring peace to the galaxy when he meets the Golden One. He tells Mars that the Amazons are after the chakra and its powers, so he must never take it off. The passengers are transported to Earth just before the ship spirals out of control.
"Oh, chica, we are going to crash!"
exclaims the Carmen android and holds Darcy's hand. Planet Earth in the late 60s. Little Nikki is a groovy blonde chick singing in Club Groovy Road, a hip club in New York City's Greenwich Village. Nikki has a good heart, but most people think she's just a dumb blonde. Nikki has a premonition where her psychic Mary tells her to
beware the eyes of Mars.
Later that night, while Nikki is performing, Mars appears in a flash of light, causing havoc in the club. Mars sings to Nikki, "I'm from flight number 63. Maybe you were meant for me." Nikki is scared stiff. Mars realizes Nikki is the Golden One, but Nikki can barely speak.
Who are you?"
says Nikki in a shy voice. "I'm Mars," he replies.
"Like the planet?"
Mars talks to Nikki very slowly. "Yes, I'm half Martian, but I was born on Delrisia. My father named me Mars, so I wouldn't forget where I came from."
"Oh, right, man. Are you tripping?"
says Nikki skeptically.
"Like, I wasn't born yesterday, you know."
Nikki notices Mars admiring her golden hair and asks,
"So, do you dig blondes?"
"Well, you are a beautiful creature," Mars tells Nikki.
"Creature? Creature?"
exclaims Nikki, taking it as an insult. But she quickly forgets it as she falls into Mars' hypnotically entrancing eyes. Nikki is smitten by Mars and helps him escape from the mysterious cigarette man. Mars hides out in Nikki's dressing room in the club, where Mars sings of his bedroom eyes. Mars is now a stranger on the Earth and starts to have feelings of alienation. More alien passengers appear all over New York City, being chased by more Amazons and causing general havoc and chaos. Mars needs to find a way to contact his people, so Nikki takes Mars to see her psychic Mary, who lives in Greenwich Village, a small borough in New York City. It's kind of hidden and hard to find. Psychic Mary helps Mars contact the fussy Galaxy Operator so he can contact Galaxy Central and return home.
"Join hands and repeat after me," says Psychic Mary. "Psychic Marianne to touch toad aliens."
"Psychic Marianne to touch-tone aliens?" Nikki and Mars repeat skeptically. He finally makes contact and learns that his ship is in possession of the army and is intact, but he doesn't know where it is. More bad news. The Amazon mothership is on its way. Lady Luanda Love also sings at Club Groovy Road and is Nikki's rival. In contrast to Nikki's groovy songs, the sultry lady represents the start of the 70s disco soul sound and sings of how hot, devious, and twisted she is. She's also after Mars and plots to get him. Oh, and don't ever call her Luanda. This is WHAM. We put the ham in radio. Newsflash. In the headline edition today, Army Air Forces have announced that a UFO has crash-landed in the foothills of Warwick, New York, and is now in possession of the Army. Army Officer General Bragg says the disc is being inspected in an undisclosed military base in Nevada and has declined to comment on reports of strange sightings of strange creatures around the New York City area. A bulletin has just been handed to me. Reports now confirm that the power outage last night affected the entire state of New York. The cause of the power outage is still unknown. Also in the news today, the United States sent another 5,000 troops to Vietnam for a total of almost 8 million troops sent to the war so far. Battle deaths have topped 40,000, along with the South Vietnamese, which are estimated to have lost 300,000, and the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese over 800,000, with no end to this war in sight. That is all. Nikki and Mars are falling in love with each other and decide to go to a sit-in to protest the Vietnam War, which is being televised. At first, Nikki objects because she knows Mars might be captured by the military if he goes on TV.
Oh, Mars, you can't go. You'll be captured, and they'll turn you into a high school science project,
cries Nikki. Mars realizes that he must do it, that it is his destiny to help bring peace. Mars warns Nikki that the Amazons will be coming soon to enslave the Earth, and that this is the only way to stop them and help bring peace to Earth at the same time.
Groovy,
says Nikki. What, says Mars?
Your chakra. It will make a great symbol for peace, like a universal peace sign.
Nikki has copies of the chakra made for everyone to wear at the sit-in. Everyone at the peace movement overcomes their feelings of alienation as they speak out by singing and coming together as one world family. Mars risks his freedom to help the peace movement, as do all the protesters, including a Vietnam veteran. Nikki learns she is wiser than she thought when she speaks directly to the crowd.
Don't be afraid to speak out. We are a small group, but if we stand together, we can change the world.
Like, that's heavy, man. I can dig it,
shouts one of the hippies in agreement. Mars waves his hand over the chakra amulet.
Your chakra is glowing, exclaims Nikki. Oh, and so are your eyes.
Mars uses the chakra to transmit everyone's peace waves to the world by looking into the TV camera, fulfilling his destiny to help bring peace. All over the world, there are reports of random acts of kindness. Even the president is rethinking his position in the war. Unfortunately, some of the protesters, including Nikki, are arrested. Nikki and the protesters demand to be released from jail. Finally, the protesters are released, except for little Nikki, leaving her feeling alone and alienated. She sings of how she suddenly realizes what Mars must feel all the time. Mars knows he'll be captured if he tries to get Nikki out of jail, so he asks Lady Love to help get Nikki out of jail. But the lady will only do it if Mars lets her tie him up. Mars agrees after the lady lies about how Nikki will get a life sentence if he doesn't cooperate. The lady ties him up and steals his chakra. Later, the lady gets Nikki out of jail, and they have a catfight over Mars. Brainless bimbo, spits the lady.
Tramp,
Nikki shouts back.
When Nikki learns that Mars was captured by the military, the lady reveals herself.
I am the lady, queen of the Martians, leader of the Amazons, and I was here undercover to find the chakra. And now that I have it, we can begin our plans, says the lady.
We?
Says Nikki, distressed.
There are more aliens among us? Who?
The lady pauses, then says,
Well, there's Eartha Kitt, David Bowie, and, oh yes, what's his name? Michael Jackson. And now that I have the chakra, I have the power to carry out the first phase to enslave the Earthlings to serve in my militia.
The Lady Queen presses her bracelet, which lights up.
Lady 2 Militia Command, Mothership Amazon 1, proceed to Earth as planned. I have the chakra and the peace wave has passed.
What?
Yes, the Nikki is here, says the lady with a sneer.
She laughs evilly, and as the lights flicker out, Nikki lets out a high-pitched, blood-curdling scream. Mars wakes up to find that he's strapped to a medical table in a hangar in Area 51, a secret military base in the Nevada desert. A shadowy figure comes toward him. It's the cigarette man. He takes his hat off and reveals himself. The cigarette man turns out to be Mr. Oog. The androids Darcy and Carmen manage to find Mr. Oog and Mars, and they all escape in the Flight 63 spaceship. Mars transports the passengers back to the ship. Mars sings about missing Nikki and decides that he must go back to New York City and take her with him to live on the ship. Suddenly, he is fired upon by the Martian militia ship. It's Lady Love, Queen of the Martians, holding Nikki hostage aboard her Martian ship. She wants Mars and offers a trade, but when Mars transports over, she throws Mars and Nikki in the brig. The Lady Queen reveals her plans to enslave the Earthlings to serve her militia so she can conquer Delrithia and rule the galaxy. Mars and Nikki make up inside their holding cell.
I love you, Green Eyes,
Nikki says softly as a tear rolls down her cheek. She's racked with despair as they sit in the cell on the alien ship, their future uncertain. Will they survive? Will they escape? Did Mars sacrifice his freedom in vain? And will they ever bring true peace to the galaxy? Find out how it all turns out by going to see the show in March of 2006 in Fort Lauderdale. Visit BewareTheEyesOfMars.com for tickets and showtimes. Again, that's www.BewareTheEyesOfMars.com. And as little Nikki would say,
peace and love to everyone out there.